You're listening to Vatican Radio.
As an important Vatican-organised international conference on human trafficking wrapped up this week in Nigeria, it became more and more obvious that women religious have increasingly become the protagonists in the fight against this global scourge. The history of their formidable battle against trafficking dates back to the earliest days of this modern evil, and their insistent work has expanded to address all forms of trafficking, mobilizing millions of sisters and laywomen, and resulting in a myriad of concrete initiatives and organizations. One such organization is RENATE, a European network of religious committed to work together against human trafficking and exploitation. Represented in 25 European countries, RENATE members are working alongside many other organizations around the world to eradicate modern-day slavery. RENATE was present in Abuja, Nigeria, to bring its experience and to connect with other actors at the three-day international conference on human trafficking within and from Africa, organized by Caritas Internationalis and by the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People. I asked RENATE communications person Anne Kelleher why women religious have become so committed to eradicated human trafficking and supporting the victims.
It's a phenomenon that has really intrigued me, and probably it's what attracted me to working with RENATE, in that the female religious live within communities and have their finger on the pulse at a local level. A lot of the element of human trafficking is so hugely personal. It's predominantly female orientated, and there's exploitation of women. While there is males, and there are males involved in human trafficking, particularly in terms of labour and for begging, and in the fishery industry as well, we see the sex trade being predominantly female. And the women religious just live within communities and are at ease and are comfortable with themselves in relation to discussing such matters and in relation to really the dignity of the human person being fundamental to all of their work. And they overcome any prejudices and any fears that they have themselves. So in terms of human trafficking, it's not for the faint-hearted, I have to say. And the women religious are the bravest of women. They're amazing. They're spearheading so much.
Would you like to tell me about your presence at the conference in Abuja and why this event is so important?
In terms of RENATE, while we're a network of religious in Europe, we have connections to all the various congregations throughout the world and on the five continents. One of the big attractions here for us is the fact that the actual conference was organized by Caritas Internationalis and the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People. And Imelda Poole, our president of RENATE, was at the Pontifical Council's conference last year on the pastoral care of migrants and itinerant people. And arising from that, there has been a greater commitment on RENATE's part to extend beyond the borders, particularly with regards to concern for source countries. And Africa is a significant source country in relation to women who are trafficked to Europe for sexual exploitation, and indeed to a lesser degree, but nonetheless, trafficked for labour purposes as well. So really, RENATE is sending me here and my colleague, another colleague, Sister Monica Chikwe from Rome, with a view to getting down into grassroots level with regards to source countries and getting to understand concepts of prevention, awareness raising, and just to explore possibilities for supporting at a local level as well, but working within a network of religious here and across the various continents.
It seems to me that awareness has really gathered momentum. We know about human trafficking today. On the other hand, it also seems to be growing as an industry, even, can I call it? I know the money to
You're
be
right,
made
Linda.
By smugglers is enormous. How do you foresee the near future? Are you hopeful that things are going to improve?
Well, I think, just going to the top of the interview here, Linda, you hit the nail on the head. Pope Francis is really doing wonderful work in relation to the concept that we have a moral imperative. We cannot turn our heads away from the reality that is in front of our eyes, and that's going on in our neighbourhoods, that's going on in our streets and behind closed doors. And he is shouting it from the rooftops. You know, he's agitating people to get out and make a difference, educate, and have a social and a moral conscience about the need to protect. And I suppose there's kind of a social theology and a theology of family and a theology of human life that he is proposing and singing from the rooftops that has helped to put the spotlight on this scourge. But there is no denying that it is a very lucrative industry, to use the term. It's a very lucrative business. And mainly people who are trafficking, they are exploiting the vulnerable and they are tapping into the fear factor. And they're also tapping into the push factors of poverty and the concept of offering, even though it is a false hope, but offering an alternative to people who are fleeing war zones, who are fleeing poverty, who are fleeing the side effects of climate change, and people who also think that the grass is greener on the other side. You know, social media has done wonders to promote the idea that everybody looks slim and beautiful and charming in the Western world and the so-called developed world, and people fall for that. So we have to be mindful that while it's critically important to have awareness raising and to be quite explicit about what is going on, we also have to be mindful that this is big business, and we have to evolve in terms of how we address human trafficking, how we educate and make people aware, and be respectful of cultural mores and be respectful of differences in the world, to celebrate difference but to also maximize the vulnerabilities that are there in other cultures, and to say, you know, how can we help, how can we prevent, and how can we work together so that within a particular culture that there is a support to prevent trafficking. It's not as if that we're on a crusade to come in from the external, from the outside, and impose. We have to work at grassroots level within various communities and various cultures and work collaboratively to not only heighten awareness, but to help people to look at the dignity of the human person and to find alternatives to lifestyles and alternatives to what sometimes is a cultural moray. Because I know here in Abuja, we heard yesterday about one particular province in Nigeria, in the state of Nigeria, one particular province accepted that young girls are actually trafficked out from the country with a view to making money for their families and sending that money home. That's a cultural peculiarity in a particular area here that indigenous Nigerians spoke about yesterday, and trying to crack that is even a big challenge, you know. So I think just being here from the point of view of Renate and the other religious congregations and Caritas is just having first-hand witness to the efforts that are being made at a local level within Nigeria and indeed the continent of Africa, so that we can all collaborate together.
That was Anne Kelleher, communications person for Renate.